SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are live here on the Early Line, breaking down the divisional round in the NFC postseason with the Bucs and the Rams on a Sunday, starting it all off here. Tampa Bay, the defending Super Bowl champions, are a field goal favorite. The total for this one is 48.5. We saw these teams play earlier in the year, and it was all L.A., but it was in L.A. DRS, when you look at that field goal spread there, one jumps out for Bucs-Rams.
Here's what jumps out to me. I'm going to ask you a question on this one because we see this all week long, and it's for me, the Rams are getting a ton of respect for being a road team going across the country and only getting 3 points in this game. My question to you, which I'll answer me at first. This game to me seems like it's going to close under three, so more likely for you. Does this jump to a 3.5, or does this feel like this is going to be headed to a 2.5, or do you think it stays at 3? Because from what I'm looking at here, like Tom Brady, such a short price, but I actually think we go to I'm talking closing. It might bounce back and forth. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Game day right before kickoff, I'm going 2.5. I'm going 2.5.
Don, I think 2.5 at the minimum. So, in fact, look, not to, you know, kind of spoil the deal here, the Rams are going to end up being my money line dog of the week. But I actually don't think the plus 124 is true value when you compare it to the plus 3. Like, usually a field goal dog, you can get a little bit more than plus 124.
Yeah.
And I think what you're going to see is that number is going to trick down. Where, again, and we've talked about it already here on this show, Donnie, we've not seen spreads matter yet in the postseason. And is a field goal going to matter and you're going to get a winner? Maybe you get a push. But the value of it all, Donnie, like, again, the Rams are my money line dog. I think they're going to win, but I actually think you take the field goal because for a plus 124 dog, you shouldn't be getting a full 3 points. So I think it's a great question by you. I think if you're a Rams backer and you want to take the points, I think you take the points now because here's the other question, and this I'll put back towards you, Donnie, as you're not only the expert weatherman but constantly following the injury reports here. What's the expectation around, I don't know, all of these all-pro players that are banged up for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? It's a lot of guys on the injury report, Donnie.
Yeah, not a lot of guys practicing here this week also, which it's the playoffs. And, I mean, these guys play their whole careers to make it to, you know, moments like this. If there's any way they can get on the field, they will. But having said that, just because you want to get on the field, Kevin, and you want to play well, doesn't mean you're going to be healthy enough to do that. So we're taking a look at a Tampa Bay Bucs team. And the same point keeps coming up, Kevin. Boy, if we were getting the Bucs in mid-October, that football team, as compared to what we're getting now, you wouldn't be looking at a 3. You'd be saying to yourself, like, hey, is this 6.5 legit here on the Rams? Because that's what they would be getting in this game if you had a full complement of weapons. So let's take a look at the crux of the argument and what we like to break down in this game. The Rams front four getting organic pressure on Tom Brady with that banged up offensive line. It's going to happen. And also keep in mind here, the guy that you led all the way this year and said, this is the guy in my backfield that I trust picking up pass protection, catching the football out of the backfield, and running very well was Leonard Fournette. He's going to be questionable, absolutely, at most, to see what he's actually going to do here. Now, taking a look at the opposite side, you're saying, okay, breaking down the offensive line, if that organic pressure can get there, what's going to happen now on the outside? Mike Evans is your best wide receiver left after Antonio Brown on injury. I should say, you know, banished basically from what we're looking at. And then taking a look at Godwin, who I thought was your best overall wide receiver. If we're taking a look and seeing Mike Evans going up the field, you know who he's going to be flashed by? Ramsey is going to be on him the entire game. So does that mean we're just going to be relying on Rob Gronkowski to move the football in this? Because if you're asking me who the better football team overall, side-by-side, talent-wise, it's the Los Angeles Rams for me.
Yeah, as we bring the radio audience into the fold, appreciate all those tuned in to the Early Line, rocking through this Rams-Bucks game here. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wright side here. Look, Donnie, you go through it all, right? Here's the thing. I think the most important name is Tristan Wirfs because we know Godwin's done. We know AB's obviously gone. It looks like Fournette and Rojo will be back, but I think the Bucs would be able to kind of figure out the running back position enough anyway. None of that's the point. Mm-hmm. I watched Tristan Wirfs try and walk back into that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. He can go out there if Kerrigan. He wants. It's not going to work. Donnie, Like, that was the best Kerrigan might get a contract off of that play against Tristan Wirfs. Right. Are you crazy?
He's back next year.
Like,
yep.
I mean, my goodness,
give
great. Like, Josh Sweat, who?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, so that's one. And again, like, legitimately, like, that entire Tristan Wirfs sequence, like, Antonio Brown. Like, you know, Donnie, the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's having the drink and he points to the television? Like, that's what Antonio Brown did there as he was getting absolutely blown off the line by Kerrigan. So, to me, they're in a bad spot. Jensen's going to play. Not healthy. Oh, that's bad news as Aaron Donald is up the middle here. And, like, one of my favorite things, and it's so bizarre about Brady and Belichick, is this weird, like, obvious, why doesn't this apply to, like, again, like, Bill Belichick invented football because he tries to make you not use the thing you're best at. Why does every coach not use that? Tom Brady's so good unless you can get pressure on him. What does that mean? What quarterbacks are, like, welcoming pressure? It makes no sense. Yes. But with that being said, Donnie, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, banged up offensive line, that sounds like a long day at the office.
Leonard Floyd on the outside. It does. Now, here's the – because we have so much more time to talk about this. But before we hit the break, you know, it's going to be Matthew Stafford on one side. It's Tom Brady on the other. We know Tom Brady can hold up. Is the question going to be like, ha, ha, you idiot, you backed Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady. You get what you deserve. I don't think that's going to be the case here, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Like people like how do I hedge? Stafford interception prop? Bucks defensive touchdown props? We'll break that all down next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bucks Rams will start off Sunday, and it should be a glorious one. Now, DRS. We talk props. We talk Cooper Kupp, because Cooper Kupp is a guy that is, of course, always going to be talked about here. 102.5 for a receiving prop is monstrous, but that's not the number I'm looking at here. Over 27.5 for a longest reception. This is a little puzzling to me. So this number jumps up 29.5, 30.5 in the game against Arizona. And because they're good at their jobs, this thing lands 29. And somehow, some way, the answer is, all right, now drop it down to 27.5. I don't understand. Maybe I'm a buffoon. I'll live with that, DRS. 14-4 to the over this year. Cooper Kupp on a longest reception over 27.5. The number I don't think should have dropped down. It did. It's value. I'm going over 27.5 for Cooper Kupp for that longest reception prop.
Yeah, it makes some sense here. Now, this is the toughest game I actually have, which is crazy because you have superstars just about every game. You should be able to pick and choose what you like here. I have a touchdown prop, which we'll go over in just a few moments. But from a player passing perspective, I got to tell you, like, Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback. I understand. Tom Brady's the best football player to have ever lived. They're both going to play in this game. It's in Florida, so it's going to be about 60 degrees at game time. You know, winds in that 10 to 13 mile an hour range. Not going to have any impact whatsoever. No precipitation expected here in the forecast as of right now. And I look at the numbers on the FanDuel Sportsbook, Kevin, and I see Tom Brady, 293.5, and Stafford, 282. And my first thought is under and under in this. Now, I know, like, hey, did you see how many times they throw in the last football game? I get that. But I just think in the playoffs here, I don't know how freewheeling this game is going to be, because I love the fact that the Rams last week finally saw the perfect game from their offense. Matthew Stafford, an electric talent. But use his talent and put him in the best-case scenario. Throw 25 passes or less. Last week he threw even less than that. Do you want Matthew Stafford throwing 40-plus? Can he do what he did in Detroit? Absolutely. But I don't think that's an optimum performance out of the Rams. I like the Buccaneers' defense. I like the Rams' defense. And this isn't to say that we're not expecting points here. But when you're looking at those props, it's legitimately telling you, Kevin, both of these guys probably should throw for 300 yards apiece. And I don't know if they get there. Because Tom Brady, again, I'm saying, like, I love him. But at the same time, Mike Evans is a great wideout. Jalen Ramsey will be on him. Where is the freewheeling, wide-open plays all the way up and down the field for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I think Brady's going to struggle to get to that 293. I really do.
I think the yardage under Donnie can have some juice to it, but I will say I am waiting for them to post the pass attempts number, because if it is 40 or less, it is an autoplay towards the over. Donnie, he threw the football 16 times in the first quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles in what was labeled windy conditions. The only reason that he didn't throw it 50 times against the Birds is because he didn't need to. He only threw the ball 13 times in the second half against the Philadelphia Eagles. He threw the ball, Donnie, in that first game against the Rams 55 times. But more important than even that, that game against the Jets, Donnie, they're behind the eight ball 50 times. The Saints behind the eight ball 48 times. The Bills a close game 46. Like, DRS, as long as this game is close, he'll fire. And if I'm correct that the Rams are going to win a game, he's throwing the ball 50 times.
You might think so, and it's probably the right point of emphasis to use, because sometimes against these elite defenses and the pressure of the front four, it's not just handing off to a running back and saying, hey, that's going to help me out. Tom Brady knows where the pass rush is coming from. Tom Brady knows where the blitz is coming from. Tom Brady is going to throw to Cameron Brate, you know, eight targets, and Gronkowski, eight targets. They're going to throw the football, but the one thing I just worry about a little bit is, even though you're throwing the ball a lot, it still doesn't mean that it equates to a ton of yardage, because how many times in this game is Tom Brady going to drop back on a seven-step drop and let it loose down to who? Like, who's he actually throwing to? So I think you're onto something here. Instead of looking at, like, maybe a touchdown prop, or if you're looking at a yardage prop, if you're looking just from a usage rate from the quarterback, there's one thing that we do know for sure. There's no way in this game that Tom Brady's going to throw the ball 27 times and they actually lose the football game. You see what I mean? There's sort of a correlation. Like, what's his line where you say, boy, I'm really shocked Brady only threw it 32 times. When that market prop does prop up, I want to see what it actually is, because it does make some sense. Tom Brady, if he loses, is going down throwing. Tom Brady, if he wins this game, he's going to win it by what, Kevin? Throwing the football, or at least attempts.
Yeah, I can't. Like, you know, the way you just phrased that, Donnie, like, Tom Brady is going to go down throwing. Are we not talking enough about a 45-year-old, like, potentially playing his last game every time he steps out onto the field? Like, I know he's going to finish, like, second in MVP and get a number of first-place votes. Is that ridiculous, Donnie? You can tell me if it is. But, I mean, the guy's so old.
Yeah, but I don't know. He is so old. But at the time, we're like, you know, some, we equate it to like boxers who are on their last leg. Tom Brady's not even on his last legs yet, which is incredible. This guy knows he's playing for a spot in NFL history that probably not a single person is ever going to touch him. Why? Because they're going to make so much money by the time they're 31. They don't need to play till they're 45. I think he's on a mission for actually the future of the sport. Like, when you look back in 100 years and you go, this guy played 25 years at quarterback and was winning Super Bowls in his mid-40s? He's going to do that.
Yeah. It's, again, and, like, I'm not even trying to, like, drum up the nonsense. Like, this is Brady's last ever game. It's more just, like, if he did retire, right, it would be a stunner. But it would also be like, yeah, he's in his mid-40s. But also, and by the way, when I say he's old, I mean obviously for a player in the NFL, not, like, actually old there. But just, again, just a really, really unbelievable stuff. I'll mention this quickly, DRS, and then I'll throw to you if you've got any match specials or anything of the nature that jump out to you in this game. I am really struggling with the yardage market outside of that Cooper Kupp number, because the wide receivers have been kind of depleted for the Bucs. If Brady throws it a million times, maybe it won't matter. But you have to feel like Jalen Ramsey can kind of just come in and eliminate a guy. I have watched Mike Evans be eliminated by Marshawn Lattimore what feels like a million times, because you can get into Mike Evans' head. Jalen Ramsey, built to get into people's head. Does that mean you bet Gronk? The Gronk number feels a little inflated. What am I doing with the Rams' backfield? It's just the yardage numbers, DRS, to be honest with you, early looks here, outside of that Cup reception, longest reception, not a lot jumps off the page to me.
No, and it's the only game, Kevin, that I had circled here. We're having any time touchdown score, which we'll go over, and a game special. And I don't have any props that I actually circled and absolutely loved. Now, get it real quick, getting back to Tom Brady and how long he's going to play in the NFL. Let's just say, like, you know, greatness matches up sometimes, Kevin, and they cross paths together. And there's a time where Tom Brady played his first college football in 1996. It's a young wide receiver from southern New Jersey that traveled up to northern New Jersey and started his career in 96. Tom Brady left Michigan in 1999, Same time, a great wide receiver also left William Patterson University. Is there a correlation here? Like, what, did I not get enough accolades here that we crossed paths and both played NCAA football at exactly the same time? I mean, that's not getting enough out there to the people.
You know, it's one of those things, though, I'll let you know, if you try and ride off into the sunset with Brady, I'm not letting that happen. I told you, Donnie, you're along for the ride, pal. You ain't going anywhere. When I hang it up, it's when you hang it up.
I can't even get up. I can barely get out of bed right now.
Post in the early line.
Man.
No, you're doing
great.
How
are we the same age and we played the same time? He's in the NFL playing at a high level, and I'm sitting here broken down. What happened in life? I don't know.
Here's the thing, DRS. Do you think Tom Brady could handle the carry job of a youngster like myself the way that you have to each and every morning? Like, you could probably carry Mike Evans, DRS. Do you think Brady could carry me the way you have to?
I don't know. Like, I'm talking, like, maybe down the line. Like, you see the man in the arena. Like, do we get a 30 for 30, DRS and Tom Brady, when worlds collided here? I mean, that could be epic.
I think, what is it going to be? Man in the Basement. Is that going to be the name of your 30 for 30? You know what I mean?
The old
man in the home studio.
Eating avocado. Yeah, I said, Tom, I'll eat avocado ice cream if I can get another 5 years at the grid. I'll do it.
MC will ship it right to you to make sure everything's locked up and secure. We make the move towards the game of the week. Chiefs, Bills is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chiefs, Bills, what a game this should be here. Maybe the two best teams in the NFL, Green Bay Packers slander? I don't know. But I know that this is a really, really exciting game between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. It is the one that people have been waiting for. It is, though, I would say, Donnie, the one that people thought probably would be coming in the next round. Neither one of these teams, the one seed in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs at home, are a 1.5-point favorite. The total is 53.5. Patrick Mahomes has never lost a home playoff game. Is Josh Allen going to be the man to change all of that, Donnie?
I'm scared to death of this game for Josh Allen and myself. Like, well, I've been on this ride all the way along. You know what I say to this? I say, well, why are you scared? Look at the line right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a -1.5. You can't get any more respect out there for the Buffalo Bills than you are getting right now. And sometimes I look at this and be like, boy, I would have felt more comfortable. Like, the Buffalo Bills were getting 6.5 points in this game. Because maybe I say, okay, they could go in there and hang around. They have to win this game. Can they win it? We'll see. But I got to tell you, from a betting perspective, and not just handicapping the game, just forget about all the numbers and what you know about what has taken place here in 2021. I'm going to tell you right now, at the beginning of this season, I'm going to tell you, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be at home in the divisional round versus the Buffalo Bills with no crowd restrictions and no major COVID issues on either side from a playing perspective. And I ask you, Kevin, this question. What is the line? 7? Easily, right? 7? And now I'm looking at this at a 1.5. This, as we like to say, does somebody know something out here, Kevin, that I'm missing here? Because I preface it by saying, the Bills are a really good football team. They've already beaten the Chiefs, but I am astounded that this line is 1.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook as a small favorite towards the Kansas City Chiefs.
Here's the thing, and here's why Donnie is rightfully scared to back the Buffalo Bills. It's one of those games. I was very polite during the Alabama Georgia game, because I genuinely believe no matter which side you were on, you had plenty of reason to be scared that you'd feel a little silly after the fact. If you take the Kansas City Chiefs at home in a playoff game at 1.5, you live with that. However, as Donnie said, if you were calling your shot that Buffalo was winning the AFC, you were hoping to avoid Arrowhead. And if you were going to have to eventually go there and you were going to bet that game straight, you had to be getting at least a field goal. But everybody in the world has decided that this is the Buffalo Bills' time. Patrick Mahomes has lost two playoff games. They've both been on the road, and they've both been to Tom Brady. Meanwhile, Josh Allen has won zero road playoff games in his career. And Josh Allen is coming off, Donnie, what has to be the greatest game of his career. You know who that's good news for? The Kansas City Chiefs. Is anybody under the impression that this is the model of consistency in Josh Allen? I missed that memo. Do you know, Donnie, that if you go the gap of week 18 to that game against New England was the first and only time this year he had consecutive games without throwing an interception? I cannot believe this number. It is pure disrespect on the Kansas City Chiefs. The decision is made for me by the line. I absolutely must back Kansas City at this number.
And you know what, also, you take a look at, and you're right. I think you're right on that. But, I mean, we're going to talk about our pick six contest in just a little bit here, because you take a look at four really good games over here and what makes sense. Do I think the Buffalo Bills can win? I absolutely do. But it's the price point that you're looking at, because now you're saying, if you're looking at the line itself, and we talk about, like, who's this line talking to? It's definitely talking for the Buffalo Bills much more than the Kansas City Chiefs. But you'll look back on some of these games and say to yourself, like, let's just say you didn't bet this game. Or you just stayed on the sideline. And at the end of the game, you saw 35-31 Kansas City. And even though it was a close game, you said to yourself, like, I didn't back the Kansas City Chiefs at home, you know, basically having to win the game, and I let that go. Because that's one where the upside on both of these teams, and we're going to talk about a total in just a few moments here. Both of these teams are going to move the football. But when you have a home field advantage like you have in the Chiefs, and we're not coming into this game, Kevin, going, Patrick Mahomes last week, concussion, or he really banged up his foot. He can't move around all that well. And then you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, where you're coming in all of your weapons healthy, and then all of a sudden you may have found a top 20 overall wide receiver slash running back weapon in Jerick McKinnon that you're about to unleash in this game with Clyde Edwards-Helaire coming back. Like, I understand that the Buffalo Bills have very good defensive metrics here, but you also have to take a look at how many times are the Buffalo Bills going up against really good quarterbacks and totally shut them down, and particularly doing it on the road. The Bills are going to be very live in this game, and that point spread tells you exactly why, -1.5. Do I think the Bills can win? Yes, I do. But at the same time, I like the total way more, Kevin, than a side in this game. Because if you're asking me, both of these defenses, you know, Kansas City had that quite turnabout about midway through the season where they're playing great defense. We know the Buffalo Bills, led by Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier, they're coming to play with a great game plan. But as I always have said in the past, unbelievably talented offenses with very good coordinators and a head coach like Andy Reid. It almost matters to me. We said, like, they're not shutting the Chiefs down. The Chiefs aren't ending up in this game, Kevin, with 16 points or 18 points in this game. Both of these teams have electric quarterbacks that, even when they're not playing well, at the snap of a finger, can absolutely turn it on. Kevin, how many times have the Buffalo Bills this season go, this team stinks, they can't get out of their own way? Oh, yeah, they just dropped 31 points in a 14-point victory, and they didn't look good doing it. There's way too many weapons in this game, Kevin, to keep this under the total.
Yeah, look, I ultimately agree. I think you look here, Kansas City, Donnie, six consecutive overs. No light numbers to be had when you're looking right at a Chiefs total. Bills have played over in four of their final six to close out, including even the New England game, in fact. And then you take a look, Donnie, they met earlier in the year, even if it was a Buffalo game score there, 38-20, 58 points. You go back to last year's conference championship game, 38-24, Kansas City. And we talk about it as well, Donnie. When you make a bet, no matter the bet, you'd love to have multiple avenues to success. The Chiefs can hang 40. The Bills can hang 40. There's so many things that can happen there that work out perfectly. It makes too much sense. And I think as well, I just slammed my computer, Donnie. You saw that? It's out of control. Thing jumped
exciting.
Out on me. I don't know who put that thing there.
I wanted to see if the mic went across the room over here.
Yeah, I'm going to start throwing this thing around. Listen, I hear more Chiefs slander. I'll have but no choice. Now, I will say the one thing is as well about, like, the early line is this is a little bit of a head-to-head. Based on the early season predictions and projections and things we had to
True.
Do, I have a Chiefs Super Bowl ticket, and you have, I know, at least the Bills AFC, if not
Twice.
Super Bowl as well, right? So it's a big game from the futures market perspective here overall. It's a great one to follow. We'll talk plenty of props here, but I want to talk one number, Donnie, that I absolutely love. I told Nani before we got rolling, there were four bets, one from each game, straight bets, that I had to lock in this morning before these numbers left, because just in case they do, it's the postseason, people bet them early. Look, I'm very straightforward. I don't love betting super early in advance, and I know Friday isn't, but I had to get involved. And the one from this game, Donnie, it's over 36.5 for the longest pass by Patrick Mahomes. Ooh. Donnie, nine consecutive overs. And here's what I love so much about that marker is that goes back to the game against Vegas where they all of a sudden figured out how to play football and put up 41. Like nine straight overs, Donnie, in that market is tremendous. Pair that with an over in seven of nine postseason games, and that's good enough for me. Like, Donnie, isn't that one of those things that when you hear it, it makes too much sense? Patrick Mahomes over 36.5 longest pass completion. It's a number I'm on. It's a number I love.
Yes, and we've seen Travis Kelce run after catch, one of the best tight ends to do it. How about, you know, Tyreek Hill not only just catching a deep ball, but doing one of those deep in routes for 15 yards and turning on the gas for a 45-yard gain. We've seen it so many times, so I do think that makes a lot of sense. And also, from a weather perspective here, balmy, right? 40 degrees, light windy conditions, no rain or snow in the forecast. We're going to get a clean shot here at getting after it. Some prop bets, Kevin, that I'm looking at for myself in this game overall. Anytime touchdown score. And I'm on this guy's way. As soon as his hand shored up here, Dawson Knox, a plus 180 price, four touchdowns combined, Kevin, in the last six games. Seems like one of those go-to guys when you get in the red zone. Worry about Diggs. Worry about Sanders. Worry about Beasley. Worry about Josh Allen running out of the pocket. Worry about Dawson Knox being open. He doesn't need a lot of targets here. Just one or two possibly in the red zone can take that down. Also, take a look at reception yards. I'll go right back on this. I love Dawson Knox last week. He was 29.5. This week, it's bumped up to 40.5, and I still like it. Last two games, finally healthy, meaningful football, 49 yards and 89 yards. And also, a passing touchdown prop that I do like here. It's expensive. Sometimes it's expensive to pay it down, but will make some sense. Tell me how this one doesn't come across. Josh Allen over 1.5 touchdown passes at a minus 158. Let me tell you something right now. If Josh Allen throws one touchdown pass, the Bills got absolutely obliterated in this football game, Kevin.
It's one of those numbers, Donnie. It was, I think, my favorite bet all of last week. It was minus 114. I was going through the numbers last night. I can't believe that that's the number. How is it not 2.5 or minus 200? I feel completely lost. Again, Josh Allen, 14-4 to over 1.5 touchdown passes there when you include the game against New England. Hit it certainly in that game against Kansas City. The game is supposed to be an absolute nuclear over. We talk about like the Garoppolo interception prop. Do you want to lay that juice? Interception props can be wonky. I can't believe I'm telling you this right now. It happened on that Stafford touchdown passing prop on Monday. It was like minus 180 and it closed like minus 230. That Josh Allen number is closing at minus 180 or better. Absolutely. We'll close this game out. Pick six, specials, the whole deal. The early line continues here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get after it here. Chiefs, Bills, we'll close this out, get you the pick six, and then we'll talk some big plus money here before we send you off into the weekend. Quickly, Devin Singletary, you got to bring it up. Devin Singletary has scored in five consecutive games and in three straight, Donnie, multiple touchdowns. That's absolutely worth the look there. Maybe it's part of the reason why the Josh Allen number is low. Singletary minus 110 to get into the end zone, and if you want to chase the two, plus 550 for two of them for Devin Singletary makes a ton of sense. Also, his rushing number checks in 59.5, 80 or more yards in four of his last five games there, DRS. An impressive run for Singletary as he's really, really started to command that backfield. Talk to me. What else do you have for KC and Buffalo?
Yeah, we're expecting points, and more points in this one, Kevin. So we take a look at some of these game specials that we have. Why not take two of the biggest weapons in the game to do some damage? And we're talking about Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill over 200-plus receiving yards and two touchdowns. So what does that mean? $150 for one guy, $50 for the other guy. Two touchdowns for Hill, none for Diggs. Doesn't matter. It still cashes in here. So a combination. So basically, if you try to break it down, each one of these guys to get 100 yards receiving and a touchdown certainly seems legitimate. But also, when we take a look at this game overall, it's my favorite one of the weekend. It's the final game of the weekend. This could be your AFC championship game. And quite frankly, you could probably even ask the question, Kevin, is this game, the winner of this game, going to win the AFC? Probably so. And we'll see what happens in that earlier game between the Bengals and the Tennessee Titans to see maybe who might have home field advantage moving forward after this football game. But let's take a look at the game specials market. And this is interesting here because usually we start and they always have the each team to score one touchdown and one field goal prop, which is usually the only number that is below a plus 100 because it's listed at a minus 250. Take a look at this list here, Kevin. Now you have Pat, one of my favorite bets in the world here are the quarterbacks to 1-1. And what I mean by that is one touchdown in the first half, one touchdown in the second half. Mahomes to do it, a minus 165. And this is a really good Bills defense. Take a look at Patrick Mahomes to have 250 yards and two touchdown passes in the playoffs. You would take that for 90% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. He's priced at a minus 145. And your favorite bet here, which you love it, maybe a 2-1, a 3-1 in that price range here. Look at this. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes to combine for 500 or more passing yards and four combined touchdown passes. A minus 135, Kevin, as if that's such a shoo-in that you don't even get plus 100 on that bet. It's incredible.
I mean, and I know it was in separate games, but last week, Donnie, they combined for 700 yards and 10 passing touchdowns. Yeah. Like, Donnie, it's plus 550 or plus 230 for 550 passing and five passing touchdowns. Mm-hmm. If you're so inclined, it's going to be a game, of course, DRS. I know people are going to be looking at those match specials, the plus money. It makes all the sense in the world. I want to ask you about one more market, and then we'll move our way to the pick six, the rushing market. Patrick Mahomes, 24.5. We talked about this on Target Player Props here. He has gone over that number in five of his last seven games, had 61, five of his last postseason games, excuse me, had 61 against the Bills earlier this season and three of his four last regular season games. It was 22.5, by the way, last night, Donnie. So it's continuing to climb up. That's going to be a number that will continue to move. But the Josh Allen number, DRS, 52.5. I struggle when I look at this. He has cashed over in four consecutive, five of his last six. Earlier this year against Kansas City gave you 59 and has hit the over in three of four postseason games. I have nothing but trends, Donnie, that tell you back over 52.5 for Josh Allen. But 52.5 for Josh Allen? I mean, that is an unbelievable number there. What do you make, Donnie, of the two QB rushing props?
It is incredible, but also, you know, we always tend to say in the regular season, you know, maybe that quarterback is going to slide down short of that marker. Maybe mm-hmm. he's not going to dive into the end zone for the extra yard to get there, but in this equation, they probably will. And you've seen so many times a blitz pickup comes in, they pick it up perfectly, quarterback flushes out of the pocket, man-to-man defense down the field, and Josh Allen rumbles for 35 yards. I think in either one of these situations, the 24.5 and the 52.5, I don't think this is going to be picked up unless they get chunks, Kevin. Right? 6 yards here, 4 yards here, 7 yards here. This sounds like to me like these guys are going to get close to that number based on one or two runs. Josh Allen for 35 yards. Patrick Mahomes with a 17-yard rush. It seems like that's going to have mm-hmm. to happen, but you're right. You look at these numbers and you say to yourself, the first inclination is, now, wait a second. He's got to basically run for 55 or more yards, which is going to be tough to do. And also, from a Patrick Mahomes perspective, let's just say he runs for 27 yards. The Chiefs are favored, Kevin. They take two kneel downs mm-hmm. at the end of the ballgame, and heaven forbid the old mini shotgun kneel down, which loses 4 or 5 yards a clip at this point. Those are things that us gamblers think about. Say, hey, 26 yeah. rushing yards, he's got it. Oh, no, the Chiefs are going to win this game. I'm in some trouble.
That is truly the craziest thing I think I've maybe ever still seen in all of sports betting is him running backwards for like 15 yards against the Niners on that kneel down. That is ridiculous. You want a game special to create FanDuel? Here you go. Two quarterbacks to combine for 100 rushing yards. What do you think that pays out, Donnie? 350? 4-1? God, that's got to be a big-time number there. But I would bet it.
Crazy.
I would bet it because Josh Allen might get you 100 by himself, sneaky there, which would be worth the look. Pick six time. I asked DRS, I said, did we do the pick six this week? Scoffed at me. Of course we do the pick six this week. Do we do it next week? I don't know. There's only going to be two games. Maybe we will. Can we even do it for the Super Bowl? Maybe. We'll figure it out. But I know we're doing it this week here, DRS. Although, I am positive that Donnie is not there. He is absolutely frozen solid. Right? Folks in the back? There's no, like, Donnie's no way that still. So I'm just going to rock. I'll do my pick six. Wow! DRS absolutely runs out of town. The pressure was on. Needed to step up divisional round pick six. And this guy just skips town. Now, here's what I don't like, though. I'm a man of tradition, and I've gone second every single time. Donnie likes to run the clock out on me, and I sneak it in. Now I have to go first. Throws off the mojo a little bit, but fine, I will oblige. My pick six for the divisional round, we begin with a touchdown score. Deebo Samuel minus 110. We've talked about this already here today. It is a number that just feels far too light for a guy that has scored in eight of his last nine games. Deebo Samuel can catch a touchdown. He can run a touchdown in. The fact that you can cash this in so many different ways just is so enticing to me at a minus 110 price. I really like that Deebo Samuel anytime touchdown. The moneyline dog, the Rams, plus 124. Ultimately, we've talked about it. Is it value plus 124 on really a field goal underdog? No. But I still think they're going to be winning this football game. And look, it is dangerous to bet Brady to lose at home this season and lose to Matthew Stafford. I understand all of that. But what gets me here is the injuries. This is not a fade of Tom Brady. Ultimately, I think they're asking Brady to maybe do too much here. Tristan Wirfs has been one of the best offensive linemen since he's entered the league, has been there for Brady. Every single snap since Tom Brady has been in Tampa Bay. That is a lot to ask there. As the wide receiver core, we know no Godwin, no AB. I think it makes the difference, and I think the Rams win that football game and advance to the next round of the postseason. The under. Under 47. It's actually now 47.5 for Titans Bengals. Talked about all of the trends that apply here. 7-2 under in Tennessee this season, and then 6-2 under away from Cincinnati this year. The trends line up. The way you watched that game last week, Bengals, Raiders, all of those scoring drives end in field goals. Cincy will play it close to the vest, and I think Tennessee will oblige and do the same. Give me the under in the opening game of the divisional round. For that alt line here, completely different direction. Over 51.5 at plus 160. Sometimes I'll do the plus 120s. I climb the ladder here a little bit at a plus 160 price. When Green Bay is pushed, Green Bay goes. And we saw this team give you six of their last seven towards the over, with the one under being by a point because of a missed extra point. And that game should have absolutely flew past the total on Christmas against Cleveland. These teams met this year. 58 points put on the board. I really like that number. The yards prop. Now, I think there's four of them I love, but I've rarely done unders, so the opportunity to do one here was too good to pass up. Under 238.5 passing for Ryan Tannehill. Let me just run through these numbers again because they are just so outstanding. His postseason yardage numbers there, Ryan Tannehill, 165, 209, 88, 72. Under this number in seven of his last nine regular season games, and five of them threw for less than 200 yards. And then lastly, the teaser game, Bengals +9.5. I think they can cover the 3.5. I think they can win the game. I still feel a little bit more comfortable backing a dog here in the postseason in the divisional round. Now, Donnie, you're back. You skip town. Interesting move by you. People are saying you're ducking the divisional round pick six. Donnie, are the rumors true?
Now, the rumor is true here that you knocked it out because you wanted to run the clock out on me in one of the biggest Friday shows we're going to have. Ain't nothing stopping me over here. Nothing stopping. I got the little hamster wheel out. We're back and ready to roll. Let's go over some pick six action today. Tyler Boyd, anytime touchdown. I love this, Kevin. If we think there's going to be some points in this game, I do think it's going to come from Joe Burrow's arm. And if you're locked in on Ja'Marr Chase, should he score? Probably, maybe. How about T. Higgins? Yep, Joe Mixon, But there's that third guy in the mix, Tyler Boyd. I'm getting a great number at plus 260 here. Moneyline dog. No way, shape, or form about it here. The Buffalo Bills. I need this to cash me an AFC Championship ticket and a possible Super Bowl ticket. So if I need the Buffalo Bills to at least get to the AFC Championship game, they need to win this one. It's my favorite game of the weekend. It's very hard to pick between these four games who you actually think has a legitimate chance for an upset. To me, the Buffalo Bills filled that plus 108. The under, the Packers and the 49ers, 47.5, Kevin. Why do we like this game? Because if I get to the fourth quarter with a touchdown cushion that the Packers have, they will run the football in the fourth quarter, which means A.J. Dillon's going to get that over 39.5 as well. I think there's a legitimate chance that the Packers and the 49ers in the cold weather stay under the 47.5. The alt line here, Bills Chiefs over 58.5 at a plus 160 price. This should be a pinball machine, Kevin. Back and forth, touchdowns. Give me the over. I'll inflate it to 58.5, but I'll take that plus 160. And again, the yardage prop, A.J. Dillon over 39.5 makes way too much sense, Kevin. I want this wrapped up in by the third quarter. But again, if the Packers have the lead, which is going to be key, because if they don't have the lead in the fourth quarter, maybe you don't get those extra 5 to 6 rushes that you typically get. I still think it's going to happen. Give me the over 39.5. And then my teaser game of the week. Packers should be able to win this game. Just win, baby, as we like to say, at home, in Lambeau, in the winter. That's my pick six.
That's a beautiful, beautiful pick six there overall. Beautiful. I said it. I don't like that it kind of went reverse. Like, the thing is, I could have just waited and done my pick six in this minute here because Donnie's given me far less time than this before. Quickly, DRS, because I know I'm we're about to get out of here. Divisional specials, there's a lot of good stuff down the board. 80-1. Each team for a rushing and a passing. Each quarterback for 250 passing, even if it goes against my tanny number, 31-1. Each team for a rushing touchdown, 25-1. So many good numbers there, Donnie, to go through. Big plus money.
It is so good. And also, when you take a look quickly here, you can lose yourself in some of these divisional round cross game specials. So you take a look in the FanDuel Sportsbook, you can have just a little bit of money and make a lottery ticket worth of W's here. Get immersed in that market. It's great fun stuff, and I'm looking forward to it, Kevin.
Absolutely, divisional round. Cannot wait. How do we close out a divisional round preview? Major League Baseball slander. Listen up.
You might have had to cover this. You almost had to cover this.
Love to see it. I could have nailed it. Would have been the best one yet.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Segment of the week on the early line on a football Friday right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM channel 159. Thank you so much for supporting us all week long as we head towards divisional round football. But before myself, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh get out of here and hand it over to Ben Stevens and the morning after, you know what time it is. It's Friday, and you know what we're talking? Baseball? Yeah, listen up. Yep, I know we have monster games on Saturday, monster games on Sunday in the NFL. And boy, you know I am excited. But every once in a while, topics pop up here throughout the landscape of Major League Baseball, the NHL, college football, whatever I got to talk about. And it's the Tampa Bay Rays. A little gem down there in Florida, in Tampa. What a wonderful baseball organization, constantly putting out winning teams that either A, can win the division or even make it to the World Series against all odds, going up against teams like the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. It's like the little engine that could. But here's what they can't do, and I'm glad Major League Baseball put their foot down here. The Tampa Bay Rays were actually looking to play half of their games in Tampa Bay and half in Montreal. Let's take a look at this real quickly here. Now, two different countries, right? We saw with the COVID pandemic here, the differences between Canada and the United States with all sorts of restrictions here. So would there have been a chance that they played half their games in Tampa and said, hey, you know what? Now it's time to play half our games in Montreal. And the Canadian government goes, no, you're not doing that here. You're not even allowed back in this country here. That would have been a disaster to start with. But let's take a look at the fan bases and let's take a look at Florida overall. Particularly the Miami Marlins. If you build it, Donnie, they will come. We need a new ballpark in South Florida and we'll pack the house. Not the case here. So you're telling me the Rays, if they build a brand new Genova ballpark in Tampa Bay, that people are just going to come out of the woodwork and show up. Not so fast here. Stay in Tampa Bay or move out of Tampa Bay. Don't split cities. And if you build it, they won't come in Tampa Bay. It's just the way it is. But you know what you have to do? Stay tuned to Ben Stevens here in the morning after, right here on the Sports Grid Network, over 9 to 12 a.m. We got you covered. Stay tuned.